career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Brr, it's colder than a freezer aisle in January.
Good thing Roadie's IGA in Millersburg is heating things up with hot savings.
Like 85% lean 10-pound tube ground beef, $5.28 a pound. That's a lot of burgers.
And USDA Choice Boneless English Roast for $5.98 a pound. Plus party chicken wings for only $2.98 a pound. Now that's a party.
Add baby back ribs for $3.48 a pound and butterball ground turkey $4.98.
Top it off with a 3-pound bag of Cara Carrot oranges for just $3.98. Dinner just got colorful.
Warm up your meals and cool down your spending now through Sunday
at Roadie's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
The other guy's insurance. You got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. It's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal, and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
At Pomeran Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomeran brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeran provider nearby. Visit PomeranHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeran Hospital, caring for our community's health. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Clash in the Country, getting set for game number 10 between the Mason Comets and the Notre Dame Academy Eagles. Notre Dame coming in a record of 7-7 on the season. They fell to Dublin Kaufman yesterday, 51-26, as Dublin came out in the second quarter and did not look back. On the other side, the Mason Comets having themselves another pretty good year. They're 9-3. Their last losses came at the end of, the end of December to Springboro, 57-50, and Mount Notre Dame, 53-26. They're coming off a 49-48 win over Princeton on the 14th. We'll join Scott Miller here in just a moment for our starting lineups as we get set up for this one. Comets are coached by Gideon Dungeon. He's in his eighth year. He's 61-48. And we will tell you about Notre Dame here after this quick pause to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
At Chicago, Illinois. One day, a year later, a lady by the name of Rosa Parks decided that she wasn't going to take it any longer. She stayed on a bus seat.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Back at the Reese Center as we get set up for this one between Notre Dame and Mason. And let's go ahead and go over to Scott Miller with today's starting lineups.
Thanks a lot, Jake. Four of the visiting Eagles coming in with a record of 7-7, coached by head coach Travis Galloway. For the Eagles this afternoon, they are the visitors on the scoreboard. Number one, a 5'5 senior, that's Callie Thames. Number 11, a 5'6 junior, Brooklyn Armstead. Also starting number 14, a 5'6 senior, Karis Clark. Number 25, a 5'10 junior, Violet Snyder. And a 5'10 freshman, number 34, Kendall Teamer. And once again, the Eagles are coached by head coach Travis Galloway. For the home team on the scoreboard this afternoon, coming in with a record of 9-3, head coach Gideon Dudgeon. For the Mason Comets, the home team, number 5, a 5'9 freshman, Clara Anderson. Number 24, a 5'8 sophomore, Nicole Davis. Number 31, a 5'9 senior, Anna Habra. Number 34, a 5'9 junior Jane Davis, and number 44, a 5'2 junior Maggie DeBross.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. Again, Toledo Notre Dame, as you said, Travis Galloway, the head coach, in his 18th season at the helm, 331-109 record. And if we take a look, we only have one college commit in this game. This is Anna Habra. She's going to go up to Ypsilanti and play basketball for Eastern Michigan at the conclusion of her season. As we get set up for this one, we've seen Anna Habra play here at the Classic a couple of times, and she's impressed every single year.
Yeah, there's, you know, we're looking at just another great contest here at the Classic in the country. It rarely ever disappoints. In fact, I can't say that there's probably ever a game that is completely disappointing. Or of course, that depends on who you're rooting for, obviously. But, you know, we're in for another great contest here this afternoon.
Mason wins the jump. They'll go to the near side. We'll move back up top now for White. Down in the corner, three ball on the way. It was short that time by Anderson, but an offensive rebound. Habra picks it up. Habra going to kick it back up top, and we move left wing side now for Alyssa White. White's going to give it back to Habra, who's directing traffic. Back to the top of the key now, Nicole Davis, right wing side for Jane Davis. We'll reset and back to Habra around the horn, and she'll get it back on that left wing side now. Back up top. Now Habra on the left wing side, picks it up. Anderson fumbles the ball, able to pick it up though, gets it back to Habra on that left wing. Four to shoot, now three, driving in, going to kick it out. Here's a three ball on the way. Davis at the buzzer, no good. Rebound is loose, it'll be brought in here by Callie Thames. Thames across the timeline, goes left wing side. Here's Armstead for three, rims out. Rebound is loose, and Habra going to pick it up. Habra racing up court across the timeline, moving left wing side, going to get it out to Anderson. Back to Habra now on the left wing side. We'll get it on the right wing side. Back around the horn. Now here's White. Back to Habra on the left wing. She'll get called for the walk. Just shuffled her feet a little too quickly there.
That's our first turnover of the afternoon for this game.
Well, we know this one's going to be a dogfight. Mason always puts up a great fight when they're here. Notre Dame, a tough loss to the Shamrocks, Dublin Kaufman yesterday. You know what? They want to get that taste of defeat out of their mouth. So go left wing side once again. It's Armstead back up top for Clark. Now right wing side, Fame's going to drive in, bounce pass inside, finds Teamer. She'll miss the shot. Rebound going to be brought in there by White's. Habra in transition across the timeline now on the right wing side. Going to get it inside, gets it back, goes left wing side. Three ball on the way from Davis, no good. Rebound is loose and it'll go out. Last touched by Mason. So a team rebound for Notre Dame, who are coming out in that 2-3 zone. Thames will bring this one across the timeline. Moves on the left wing, gives it up for Armstead. Armstead dribbles back up top, going to go back around the horn, back to Armstead. On the left wing, now goes back up top for Karis Clark. Clark dribbles, wants to drive right side, gives it up to Thames on the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key, now left side. Turns around, going to give it back out. Here's Clark, kicks it down to the corner for Armstead. 4 seconds to shoot. Here's Thames driving in, throws up a floater off the back iron, no good. Rebound loose, brought in there by Clara Anderson on the far side. She'll find Habra across the timeline. Habra going to go left wing side, back down to the corner for Anderson, now back onto the wing for Habra. Gets a screen on the left wing. Habra for three, no good. Rebound, they're going to say that one touched the Standard, and that will be a team rebound for Notre Dame. Neither team able to get a shot to fall so far in this one.
Yeah, they're still just trying to figure each other out at this point.
Come back up top. They'll reset this one. Inside now, here's Clark, going to kick it back out up top for Mia Stubbe. She'll throw it away. Now Habra has it across the timeline. And a one-on-three, taking it to the hoop. She's going to be hacked on the arm. She'll go shoot two as she ends up going into the legs of some college coaches down there. Mia Stubbe will pick up her first, team's first, and at the line Shooting two is going to be Abra. Anna Habra's first attempt is up and in. So that breaks the scoreless tie. Now 1-0, Mason leading. Habra gets the ball for her second attempt, puts it up, and she went 2 of 2 on that trip. It's 2-0 Comets. Armstead, I'll correct myself, that's Thames going to send it to the right wing side where Clark will reset it back up top. Thames has it back to Clark on the right wing. Clark looking, goes to the near side for Thames, and she'll get called for the walk.
Second turnover by Notre Dame.
And kind of that same thing, just didn't get that ball down in time before she moved the feet. Habra back across the timeline, going to move it on to the left wing side for Anderson. Back to Habra, driving right side, kicks underneath. Here's DeBrose heading through. Loses the basketball and will go the other way. Thames in a 2-on-3. Top of the key, going to kick left wing side. Armstead going to try a 3, got it. Brooklyn Armstead. She'll give the lead to the Notre Dame Eagles. So we get a left wing side. Clara Anderson going to give it back to Habra. Now back to Anderson on the left side. Habra takes a dribble. Moving on the left wing side. They'll reset back on the right wing side. Driving in was Habra. They'll reset. Anderson now going to take a 3 of her own. Might have been tipped. She'll miss it. And the rebound going to be brought in there by Stubbe. Stubbe going to give it up for Teamer, who lost it for just a moment, but will get it to Thames and take it across the timeline with under 3.5 to play here, quarter number one. Teamer tried to bounce pass, will get a kick ball violation as it goes off the shin of Alyssa White. And we'll see Nicole Davis check in for the first time today for Mason. Well, we've seen that as a pattern so far today or this weekend, Scott. Some low-scoring games in the first half.
Yeah, I think besides some, you know, travel, it's just a little bit different environment, and it's good that they're doing it now.
Karis Clark misses a 3 there. Habra with the rebound, want to go coast to coast, finishes with the left hand, and there's the first field goal for the Mason Comets. And now an offensive foul on the other side of the floor. They're going to call that one against Kendall Teamer. Her first, team second. That's another thing, we saw a lot of player control fouls yesterday. Habra's across the timeline, going to kick it onto that left wing side for Davis. Davis down in the corner, finds Habra, back to Davis now. Inside, back out to Habra. Habra wants to drive in, kicks it left wing side for Davis. She'll drive in, and she'll finish with the right hand, Nicole Davis. Quickly, here's Karis Clark driving in off the glass. No good. Rebound loose. Brought in by Nicole Davis. She'll send it forward for Habra. A 2-on-2. Habra step back jumper from the free throw line. No good. Offensive board, though. That was brought in by White. Here's a long 2 from Habra. No good. And that time it'll be Teamer coming down with it for the Eagles. Thames back across the timeline near side. 2:10 to play here. Quarter number one. Here's Clark on the far side. Going to lob it back to the near side for Thames. Thames going to send back right wing side Teamer. Now inside, putting it up off the bottom of the rim there was Stubbe. Give the rebound. We'll call that White again, I believe. She's been active. Davis drives in, misses the short jumper. Rebound is going to be knocked off of a Notre Dame Eagle, and will stay with Mason.
We'll give that offensive rebound to the Comets. They'll have another chance at it.
Jane Davis going to check out here. As we saw Anderson check back in, Habra going to go back up top. Here's Nicole Davis. Going left wing side, gives it up for Habra. Habra backing up, back to Davis on the left wing. She'll go cross court, finds White's. Back on the right wing side, they'll go back to Habra. Driving in onto that right block, now backs out, looking overhead pass, and it gets itself in a corner. Anderson going to try a corner 3 off the mark. Thames has the board. Thames in transition, comes near side, finds Armstead, who drives in through traffic and gets the layup to fall.
Armstead
has five. It's 6-5. Mason leading with 1:09 to play, quarter number one. Back across the timeline, we'll cut reset with Haber now to the near side for Davis. Down to the corner, three ball on the way from DeBrose. She will miss that, but an offensive board on the far side by Anderson. Gives it up for Davis. She'll be fouled on her way to the hoop, and she'll shoot two. They're going to give that one to Stubbe. That's her second, team's second, or pardon me, team's third of the quarter. And it looks like she's going to take a trip to the bench here as Rakayla Grant makes her way to the scorer's table. The first free throw by Davis is good. I think Mason has found something they like, Scott.
Absolutely.
Davis puts it up, misses the back end, rebound brought in by Thames. Under a minute to play here, first quarter. Thames on the right wing side, going to kick it to Armstead near side. She backs up and will reset. Here's Teamer. Teamer, round the horn, finds Clark. Now back to the near side. It'll reset back up top for Armstead. Right wing side now for Grant. Here's a three on the way. It'll rim out, as I believe that was Thames on that three-point attempt. No, I'll correct myself. It was actually Armstead on that. Under 20 seconds to play. Habra has it, going to send it on the far side. Down into the corner. We'll reset back for Nicole Davis. Now 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Habra driving on that left side. Going to give it up. Lobbed inside, but Anderson was not looking for it. That'll be a turnover on the Comets with 5.3 seconds to play here in quarter number one. Inbounded, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. We'll find Armstead. She'll try a buzzer beating three off the backboard. No good. But you can give a defensive rebound to Jane Davis at the buzzer. After 8 minutes, Mason leads 7-5 over Notre Dame. We'll be back on WKLM.
High school students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Seven-five, the lead for Mason over Toledo Notre Dame here as we move to quarter number two. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, Coach Cousy will be talking to the leading head coach before they head in the locker room. Right now, Mason in the lead, 7-5, as Thames has the basketball at the top of the key. Notre Dame trying to slow it down a little bit. Go back up top, Thames looking, coming back to the near side. Armstead going to put up a three, rims out, rebound loose, but a foul going to be called. As that'll be Rakayla Grant who picks up the personal foul. Her first, team's first of the quarter. Get you some first quarter numbers here in just a moment. Haber going to give it up to Davis. Davis back to Haber. Now they'll go on the left wing side for Anderson. Anderson down into the corner. Will reset back up top. Davis wide open for three. That one's off the rim. The rebound brought in by Grant. She'll get up to Teamer. Now here's Clark across the timeline, kicking right wing side. Thames thought about a long three, now drives in, takes the floater, and it falls, and we are tied at seven. Our first tie of the ball game. Kick it on the left wing side now for the Comets. Haber has it back up top, and he'll get it inside here for Davis. Davis going to give it up. That was, Nicole Davis driving in. She'll be fouled, and that'll be Thames picking up her first, team second of the quarter. The officials deem that was a blocking foul. Ball back in play. Jane Davis going to kick it around. Now back to Haber up top. Haber to Nicole Davis. Now on the left wing side for Anderson. Back up top for Habra. They'll bounce pass back up top. Habra going to drive in, turns, kicks it back out. We'll reset now. Davis, right wing side, driving through here. Anderson, reverse layup, high off the glass, no good. Rebound brought in by Thames. Thames gives it up for Clark across the timeline, who finds Armstead, who thought about a three, but she'll kick it on the right wing side now. Thames thought about it, gets it inside to Teamer. Teamer to the near side. Clark going to try a corner three, no good. Rebound brought in once again by White. Hovers across the timeline, gives it up to Anderson again on the left wing side. Back to Habra. Now Anderson, left side. Habra back up top now, going to kick it inside. Right wing side now for Nicole Davis. Trying to go down low. No good on the attempt there by White. Rebound loose on the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. It'll keep the ball with Mason. So I'm going to say let's go ahead and give an offensive rebound there to Jane Davis. She was holding on to that ball for Mason.
For the Comets, number 44, Maggie DeBross.
Zabrocks will check back in for the Comets. 7-all here, 5:54 to play corner number one. Bounce pass inside, they'll kick it back out to Habra. Now Anderson driving in, tries a reverse layup, no good, but a foul. They're going to get Teamer on that. That'll be her second, team's second, or pardon me, third of the quarter.
Her second person, team third.
And going to the line here will be Anderson. Throws it up, back iron, and gets the roll. And so far, Scott, it looks like Mason, they found something they like. They want to go to the hoop. They don't want to settle for the outside shots.
Yeah, and they're doing a pretty nice job moving it inside.
It's the ball for her second attempt. She'll miss that one. They have the scoreboard backwards. Nope, now they had it right. It looks like six on the other side. It is 8-7 now in favor of Mason. Here's Thames up top. Going to kick it on the left wing side for Brooks. Back now, right wing side. They'll kick it around. Right wing side, Thames tries a three. Nothing but net. Thames has 5 points, and Notre Dame takes their first lead of the day, 10-8. Anderson has it for Mason on the left wing side. Dribbles at the top of the key, trying to go inside. Mason able to save the ball. Now here's Habra driving through. Floater from inside the lane puts it up for two. And we are tied at 10 once again. Three coming on from Armstead, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Grant. Her putback, no good. Hobber gets the board, looks to go coast to coast. Gives it up underneath for DeBrose, who will put it in for two. Quickly on the other side, Teamer has the ball stripped away. It's popped up into the air. Ball still loose. Somehow Notre Dame gets it back. Teamer going to put up a shot, misses it. And the rebound brought in there by White. It's like playing a game of ping pong on the near sideline. Here's DeBross up top, going to kick it on the right wing side for Habra. Now left wing side for Anderson. Anderson back up top. DeBross now finds Habra. DeBross again up top. Anderson left wing side inside. And the ball will find its way back and around for Habra. And Habra going to get called for the walk again. Good ball movement, though, from the Comets right there.
21, Mia Scooby. The number 24 for the Comets, Nicole Davis.
4:10 to play here. Corner number two. And that'll bring a timeout. We'll go ahead and take him with him. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on WKLM.
Brr, it's colder than a freezer aisle in January.
Good thing Roadie's IGA in Millersburg is heating things up with hot savings.
Like 85% lean 10-pound tube ground beef, $5.28 a pound. That's a lot of burgers.
And USDA Choice Boneless English Roast for $5.98 a pound. Plus party chicken wings for only $2.98 a pound. Now that's a party.
Add baby back ribs for $3.48 a pound and butterball ground turkey $4.98.
Top it off with a 3-pound bag of Cara Carrot oranges for just $3.98. Dinner just got colorful.
Warm up your meals and cool down your spending now through Sunday
at Roadie's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Hey, other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
It's a 12-10 lead for Mason here as we start quarter, or as we move at, come out of the timeout, I should say. It's a day two of the Classic, folks. It's I've lost. Everything's starting to blend together. Here's a left wing three on the way, and getting it once again there, Brooklyn Armstead. She's got two triples today. She's up to 8 points. 13-12, the lead for Notre Dame Academy. Habra's on the left wing side, going to get it up top. We move around the horn. Back to Habra on the left wing. She'll try a left wing three. No good. Rebound brought in there by Grant. Ball's going to be knocked away, though, but it will be last out off of Jane Davis, so it'll stay with Notre Dame Academy. And I guess right now, if you're Notre Dame, the game plan, you got to get Thames and Armstead to hit some more of those perimeter shots. Thames has it up top, looking at Armstead, right wing side. She'll take a college range three off the front of the rim. Rebounds out of bounds. She had a screen in front there. Had all time to set that one up, just a little bit short. Inbounded to Habra. Habra crosses the timeline, moving on to that left wing side. Now picks up the dribble. Looking, going to get it, pardon me, to DeBrose. Now back up top. Here's Davis. Davis picks up her dribble, finds DeBrose up top. Going to kick it back to Davis on the right wing. She'll try a three off the mark. Rebound brought in by Karis Clark. Clark going to lob it down low for Grant, but Habra comes in like a defensive back and intercepts it, and then she'll be fouled. Oh, no.
She stepped on the line.
Out of bounds. I thought the referee was calling a blocking foul there. She stepped on the line.
So turnovers both ways that time.
A good catch there, Scott.
Great interception on the pass, but then hit the sideline as she was heading the other direction.
Here's Thames with it, going to give it on the left wing side for Armstead. Armstead back up top for Stubbe. Going to kick it on the right wing side. Now inside. Backing around the horn. Thames thought about a three. Going to throw it up on the floater, and she'll get it to fall. 15-12, the largest lead of the day for Notre Dame. They'll give it up to Habra, right wing side. Habra. Going to go up top. Looks to kick it underneath. Too tall for Habra. It'll end up as a turnover.
Be the sixth turnover for Mason thus far on the afternoon.
Now 2:10 to play here until halftime. Left wing side. So we'll reset back up top. That was Clark. Now Thames. Thames back up top for Armstead. Inside for Grant. Kicks it back outside. Thames going to drive in. Gives it up for Stubbe, who puts it up. No good, but a foul. She'll shoot two. So Mia Stubbe going to head to the free throw line. And Stubbe's first attempt is up. Back iron, no good.
In the game for the Bucks, number 34, Jane Davis.
Oh, Notre Dame, we talked about Mason finding something they like driving in there, but now Notre Dame, it seems like they've got the Comets on their toes a little bit. The first or the second attempt there by Stubbe is made. 16-12. So we move on to the right wing side with Mason. Here's Davis now on the left wing side for Anderson. Back out for Haber. She tried to lob that one inside. It'll be taken away. As Thames brings it across the timeline, kicks right wing side for Clark down in the corner. Now inside for Stubbe, going to kick it back out. Three on the way from Grant, no good. Haber has the board. Habra driving in, tries to lob it up. She'll lose the basketball, though, and will move the other way with Thames across the timeline. Kicks it out, and here's Grant for three again. That time she got it. Rakayla Grant makes it 19-12. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him here on WKLM. 1:15 to play here until halftime. Don't forget, coming out of halftime, Coach Cousy going to be talking with the leading head coach. And right now, it looks like he'll be talking with Travis Galloway to start the, to go into halftime. But you never know. That can change in 75 seconds. A lot can change in 75 seconds. Haber with the basketball. Will cross the timeline. Going to look left wing side as Anderson. Anderson on the left wing, back up top for Habra, back to Anderson. Back up top again to Habra, now right wing side, driving in, that was Davis. Around the horn, back to Habra on the right wing, 15 seconds to shoot. Here's Davis, now Jane Davis inside, tried to throw it up. Anderson keeps the basketball, 8 seconds left to shoot. Habra going to take a mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound tipped up in the air, and it'll be saved. Habra going to look to put it in off the glass this time, and that is good. You can give that offensive board to Anderson to set that up. Now, about 1.5 second difference between shot and game clock as we move to the right wing side. Notre Dame, they can basically hold for the final shot here as long as they hit the rim. That's exactly what Coach Galloway is telling them to do, I think. Thames holding the basketball. We're down to 14 seconds to play. Now 10 seconds on the shot clock. Right wing side for Armstead. Now back up top for Thames. Picks up her dribble. Going to find Armstead. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They're going to have to get it off. They're not going to get it off. And we'll see here. They're going to put time on the clock. I think they're going to put about a second and a half on the clock. That was the difference between shot and game clock. Let's see what they decide.
1-5, 1-7.
So it'll be 9-tenths of a second is what they're putting on. So we'll see here. They're going to inbound this one. Haber going to take a half-court heave. Oh, Joss misses it to the right. She had to grab that one and chuck it up there, but oh, my goodness, what an attempt there. 19-14, the lead for Notre Dame here at halftime as we send it down to Coach Cousy. You got him, Coach? Oh, we got an issue. Is your mic on? Help. We can't hear Coach Cousy. I guess we're going to get him later. We'll take a timeout and come back here on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors. At Pomeroy Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomeroy brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeroy provider nearby. Visit PomeroyHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeroy Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows, and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Halftime here at the Classic in the Country. It's Notre Dame leading Mason 19-14. One of our favorite things to do here at the Classic in the Country, the milking of the cow. It's always fun to see them, and looks like Sycamore won this edition of Milk the Cow. We'll go ahead and get back into the numbers on this one. It was a 7-5 Mason lead after one quarter of play. Notre Dame Academy, not Mount Notre Dame. They play later. Notre Dame Academy would outscore them 14-7 in the second frame and take a 19-14 lead into halftime. Anna Habra leading the way for Mason so far with 7 points. Habra is shooting 4 of 6 from two-point land, 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. After that, 3 points from Nicole Davis, 2 points from Maggie DeBrose, and 1 from Clara Anderson. On the other side, Brooklyn Armstead with 8 points. She's got a couple threes and a two-pointer. And then 7 points from Callie Thames, 3 points from Raquela Grant, and Mia Stubbe has 1 point. Got us to our halftime total of 19-14. Out the first half team numbers, here's Scott Miller.
Thanks a lot, Jake. So Mason trailing 14-19 to Notre Dame Academy. From three-point range, Mason, the Comets, were 0 of 11, while Notre Dame was 4 of 12 for 33%. From traditional field goal range, Mason was 5 of 10 for 50%, while Notre Dame, the Eagles, were 3 of 9 for 33%. At the free throw line, Mason hit 4 of 6 of their charity shots for 67%, while Notre Dame was 1 of 2 for 50%. Rebounding was an advantage to Mason. They had 19 rebounds in the first half to 14 for Notre Dame. And in turnovers, Mason had 8 turnovers in those first two quarters, while Notre Dame had 5.
All in all, a pretty even game outside of a couple runs by each team. A 5-point game at halftime. Neither of these teams has shot remarkably so far.
No, it looked like the defenses of each team respectively did their job in that first half. The first quarter, we had a scoreless first quarter for quite some time, but both teams did start to pick it up in terms of how they were attacking the basket, especially Mason early in that start of that second quarter, and then in the latter part of the second quarter, that's when Notre Dame started to find a few things that started to work for them. So very even game.
Let's go ahead and send it down to Coach Cousy, Scott.
Okay, hey, halftime with here with the head coach of Mason, Gideon Dudgeon. Coach Dudgeon, you find yourself down five in the first half. Looks like it gets that zone of that Notre Dame's throwing at you. You're getting some good looks. What's maybe some halftime adjustments you want to make going in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, they've got it packed in pretty good, so we feel like we can still get to the rim a little bit more and not settle for threes. I mean, we got a young group, and they think when they're open, it's an instant shot, but I still want them to move the ball a little bit. So, yeah, we'll be fine. They struggled a little bit that quarter.
Yep. Fantastic. Coach, good luck in the second half to you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I'm always going to try to catch also Travis Galloway from Notre Dame Academy also. Try to get both of them.
Looks like you've got him right there coming towards you, Coach.
Okay, perfect. Coach Travis Galloway, halftime here at Classic of the Country against Mason. You find yourself up five. That second quarter, your team shot the ball really, really well against that zone. What's maybe some of those things you want to keep going in the second half or any adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we did shoot the ball pretty well. I thought we had better inside-out movement. We got the ball in the middle of the floor and then found some shooters. You know, we got a couple things in transition that kind of got us a little more confidence and things like that. You know, we just know we got to, you know, play hard at a defensive end, limit them to one shot, continue to test, you know, take their transition away. It was huge for us. And just see what happens as we can keep moving forward.
That's fantastic. Coach Galloway, good luck for the second half.
Thank you.
All right, back to you, Jake.
Thanks, Cousy. Jake Seidel, Scott Miller with you here. Scott, we're getting set for the second half. What do you expect to see coming out of halftime?
Well, I think, you know, both teams kind of were trying to figure out exactly what they were able to do both defensively and offensively. And again, I thought it was a very even first half, and we'll have to wait and see if Mason starts to do a little better job of driving to the basket, which it started to work for them in that first quarter. But then Notre Dame, once they went to that little bit of a zone defense, kind of kept Mason out, and sort of rather than attacking the basket, as their coach had said, they started to settle for three-pointers. And then again, they were 0 of 11 from three-point range, so obviously that was not working.
So we'll have 16 minutes of basketball left to play in this one. Don't forget, coming up next, we'll have game number 11, and this is going to be a fun one. This is going to be Winton Woods taking on Olmsted Falls. The Bulldogs, defending state champions out of Division II, taking on Division I, and pardon me, also Division II in Winton Woods. That game will be right here on WKLM.live. Make sure you go out of this game to the next one. And you'll also have that one on FM 95.3 WKLM. So 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It is Notre Dame basketball to start the second half. The pass comes to the near side, and we'll reset it with Armstead. Now up top, back to Armstead in the corner. Armstead finds Thames up top. Thames dribbles, looking left, now resets up top. Back on the right wing side for Armstead with 17 to shoot. We'll reset, back up and around the horn. Now Thames holding on to it. 10 seconds left to shoot. They'll find Teamer up top. Now inside, Thames kicks it out. Armstead wide open, look at three, got it. If you're Mason, you can't leave her wide open like
no,
that. She's going to make you pay. We'll cross the timeline once again. Left wing side. They're going to try to get it inside. Now here's Anderson on the right wing. Inside, back to Anderson. Looks to get it out to Whites. Now back and around the horn. Here's Nicole Davis driving in. Finds Anderson again. Now Habra. Habra with 13 to shoot. Goes back inside. Driving in as Davis puts it up through contact, misses, gets her own rebound, kicks it out. Now Haber drives right side of the lane through contact, no good. Teamer comes up with it. Now here's Clark, one on none to the hoop, going to lay this one up and gets two. Harris Clark made that one look easy. Haber going to kick it to the left wing side for Davis. Now back to Haber. Inside. They'll kick it back out, down into the corner now. Thinking about the three, there was Jane Davis. Now Haber to Davis. Now Anderson on the near side. Back to Davis. Haber on the left wing. Goes back up top for Anderson. Anderson drives in, kicks it inside for Davis, who drives through. Got rid of it. Now here's Jane Davis putting it up. Missed the shot. Rebound is... It looks like we're going to have a foul called underneath. They're going to call that one against Mia Stubbe. It'll be her third.
21, Mia Stubbe. That's her third personal. Team's first.
And it was a shooting foul. So I guess we'll also give an offensive rebound. The first attempt is missed. Give an offensive rebound to Alyssa White.
Number 12, Emily Sears.
That's one of those ones, it was hard for me to see, but I thought they fouled her on the rebound. White's second attempt is up, back iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Sears, but she'll put her foot on the line, so we'll call that a defensive team rebound, I think. ...24-14, the lead for Notre Dame. Taking on Mason Comets. So they move to the right wing side. We'll go back up top. Now left wing side. Thames thought about a three. Back up top for Clark. On the right wing, here's Grant for three. No good. Rebound brought in by White. White gives it up to Habra. Habra driving in. Now she is fouled. They'll get Thames on her second, team second.
Eagles foul. Second
person. Team seven. So Haber will inbound this one on the far side. Gets it in up top. Move to the right wing side. Here's Haber driving in. Now steps back to reset. Moves to the top of the key. Goes near side now for Sears. Back up top. Back to Sears on the left wing. And that one's too high on the pass attempt for White. And Scott, right now, this Notre Dame defense is giving Mason all they can handle, holding him scoreless on a 5-0 run to start the third.
Yeah, Notre Dame seemed to be finding something that they learned in that first half, and they're just doing a better job of keeping the ball under control.
Thames going to try a wide-open three. No good. Rebound knocked out of the hands. It'll eventually be picked up by White. Habra looking to go coast-to-coast. Puts it up off the glass. Give her two. Anna Habra with 10 points to lead the way for Mason. Thames across the timeline. Drives in. Throws it up off the glass. No good. Rebound is tipped. It'll be brought in by Armstead. Immediately she goes up for a three, and it's good. Her fourth triple of the afternoon. And just like that, it's an 11-point ball game. 14 points for Armstead so far today. Back to the near side, now into the corner. Habra has it, goes right wing side, Davis. Now there's Sears back to Davis and Habra on the left wing. Habra dribbles out, kicks it onto that right wing side for Sears. Now down into the corner. Lobbed inside and, oh, a foul called. I think that's one that the official just didn't have a good look at. For up here, it looked like she got all ball. As Thames picks up her third. First attempt is up and no good on the attempt that time from White.
In the game for the Comets, number 22, Sophie Roberts.
Sophie Roberts checks in for the first time today. Second attempt is up. She'll miss them both. Rebound is going to be brought in by Karis Clark on the far sideline. She'll give this one up for Thames across the timeline. She'll find Teamer, who takes a free throw line jumper. No good. Grant, though, gets the offensive board. She is fouled, and she'll go shoot two. Sabra picks up her foul. That's the first foul called against Mason in this game. Raquel Grant will make the front end. And she's really impressed me so far. So make them both that time. 3:50 to play. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds on the near side by Notre Dame. As Hubber looks to inbound, goes up top, now kicks on the left wing side. Hubber going to give it up. We'll reset back up top now. A travel going to be called against Anderson.
We need more volume coming out of the headphone jack for this. Did you guys turn it down?
So 29-16. As we come up top left wing side now. Lobbed inside, turning around, putting it up is Teamer, misses the shot. Rebound going to be brought in. Give it again to White. She's had an active day on the boards. Across the timeline, here is Habra. Baseball pass to the near side for Anderson. Anderson lobs inside. Habra tries to bounce it out. Here's a three on the way from Sears. She got it. Emily Sears. On the other side, count the bucket and one. Thames going to the line. As they'll get Clara Anderson on that foul, her first, team second. And at the line shooting the bonus, Callie Thames, who is up to 9 points now today. Hits the ball for the bonus attempt. And she got it. 32-19, Notre Dame really trying to pull away from Mason now as the ball's out of bounds. Checking in for the Mason Comets. Thought I saw a number 30 on the floor there. I don't have a number 30 on my roster. Kicking on the right wing side, down in the corner here to Brooklyn Brooks. We'll move back to the near side for Roberts. Roberts goes back up top for Brooks. Back left wing side, Roberts. Back up top to our number 30, and we'll move on to the right wing side. Pass is going to be intercepted as Armstead will take it the other way. Gives it up to Grant. Grant throws it up, no good, but a foul. She'll shoot two.
Comets fouls on number 14, Alyssa Weitz, her first person.
Weitz will pick up her first, team's third of the quarter. Going to the line to shoot two will be Rakayla Grant. The first attempt is good. No, pardon me, no good. Second attempt, no good. As Habra gets the rebound across the timeline, kicking it onto the right wing side. Down the corner to our number 30. Back to Habra. Left wing side now for Roberts. Into the corner for Brooks. Inside, putting it up is Sears. Misses the shot. Offensive rebound, though, by Roberts. Back to number 30. Right wing side now to Habra, who lost her mouth, started to lose her mouth guard. She'll take a shot. As she's fouled, she'll go to the line and shoot a pair. Rakayla Grant picks up her second, team's fourth of the quarter. So 32-19, a chance for Hombre to cut in the lead here a little bit, and she'll make the front end of her free throws. Hubbard puts the second attempt up. We'll miss that one. Rebound going to be brought in. Pardon me, by Teamer. And we're across the timeline with Clark. 1:43 to play here. Quarter number three. Back up top. Here's Grant. Almost lost that ball. Finds Clark on the near side.
30.
Is Clark going to kick it on the left wing side underneath?
In the game for the Comets, number 14, Alyssa White.
Ball's out of bounds. It'll be Eagles basketball with 1:26 to play. Lobbed up top. Thames has it at the left wing. Drives through. Puts it up in the lane. No good. Rebound going to be brought in. Still loose, and now finally it will be picked up by Habra. Across the timeline, lobs it underneath. Sears puts it up, no good. Rebound is fought for, and Habra will be... Well, let's hear. It's poked out in front of her. Habra ends up on the ground. Looks like she's okay. But it will stay Mason basketball on the far side there. And that's just a hustle play there by the Comets trying to get that offensive rebound.
Yeah, if they can maybe stave this offensive output by Notre Dame here in this third quarter, they can maybe keep it close enough, start to work their way back in.
I think one of our referees just gave a warning to get your shirts tucked in. Sabra takes a sharp angle shot. She'll get that one to fall. Under a minute to play here, third quarter, 32-22. It's a 10-point ball game. Clark has it across the timeline. Going to give it up on the right wing side for Armstead. Armstead dribbles, gets the bounce pass to Teamer. Now on the left wing side, will reset back up top and move it on the right wing side, Teamer. Here's Grant, had the ball slip through her hands. Now with 13 to shoot, give it up. We're back up top with Armstead. Now Grant driving in, bounce pass inside to Teamer. High off the glass, give her two. Teamer has her first points of the half, or of the ball game, actually. And now the shot clock dead with 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. Right wing side, they'll get the pass back up top to Sophie Roberts. Now here's Habra. Into the near side, back to Habra on the left wing. Under 10 to play third quarter. Habra dribbles right wing side. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here's Roberts. I think she thought, or Davis rather, she thought she was fouled. But she'll just fall down. We'll lose the basketball, and that's how we end quarter number three. 34-22 the lead for Toledo Notre Dame here on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
We got a name for our mystery number 30 from Mason. That is B. Scott, we are told. Apologize for that, folks. She was not in the roster I had received. So Habra going to have it to start the quarter here. Notre Dame up 34-22. Right wing side down into the corner. And now a travel going to be called. They'll say Emily Sears moved her feet before she put the ball down. That is the 11th turnover on Mason. Back across the timeline now. Here's Thames with it. And you know, this is very similar to the game yesterday that Dublin Kaufman defeated Notre Dame, and now a foul inside. After the turnover, they're going to call Teamer on her third. The Eagles starting to get a little bit of foul trouble with their starters here, Scott. So we're up top. We'll move it around the horn on the right wing side for Sears. Sears looking down into the corner now, finds White. White's had the ball poked loose, picks it back up, has Habra. Habra, cross-court pass, has Sears on the left wing. Back up top, and a good save there by Nicole Davis. She'll give it up to Habra. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Left wing side for Sears. Back to Habra. Driving in, mid-range jumper, rims out, rebound, tipped up, and it'll be brought in by Karis Clark. Clark gives it up to Thames across the timeline. Thames kicking right wing side. Armstead thought about a three, now drives in, puts it up off the glass. Give her two more. Armstead having herself a game, 16 points to lead the way for both teams. Habra driving through, throws it up, no good, but a foul. She'll shoot a pair. And Teamer's going to pick up her fourth personal.
That's two quick ones on Teamer here in this quarter. She's now up to four.
It's a ball up for her first attempt, and Haber will have the first free throw.
Into the game for the Comets, number 30, Braylon Scott, and number 34, Jane Davis. And for the Eagles,
Jane Davis and Scott checking in once again. Second attempt is up, and Haber has them both. Habra has only missed one free throw tonight. 36-24, three on the other side. No good from Armstead. Give the rebound to B. Scott, number 30. Back across the timeline. Here's Jane Davis, gives it up to Habra. She was triple teamed for a moment, trying to lob it underneath for Nicole Davis. She tips it back into play and will be stolen away. Left wing side, here's Grant driving in against Habra. Habra blocks the shot out of bounds. It'll stay with Notre Dame. 36-24, the lead for Notre Dame. Lobbed in on the near side for Stubbe. It'll go back up top for Thames. Thames drives right side of the lane, throws it up off the glass, no good. Subi's offensive rebound and put back, no good, but she's fouled and she'll shoot two.
Comets fouls on number 22, Sophie Roberts. Her first personal, team's first.
Stubbe for the three free throw line again. It's already been there once. Hip split a pair. First half.
Subi's first attempt is up and good. She's got 2 points. Second attempt is up, and she got them both. 38-24, a 14-point lead. 5.5 to play, quarter number four. Kick down into the corner, and that's where Scott will have it and dribble it up top. Pass to the near side for Habra. Habra with Grant coming out, going to give it up to Davis. 13 on the play clock. Davis finds Jane Davis. Now 8 seconds to shoot. Back to Habra. 5 seconds on the shot clock. We'll reset right wing side. Davis going to have to take a long three. The buzzer sounds, and it'll be a shot clock violation. So she'll miss the shot. It did not hit the rim. And 38-24 remains the lead for Notre Dame. Across the timeline on the right wing, that was Clark giving up. Grant has it, left wing side now for Thames. Up top for Stubbe. Back to Grant on the right wing side. Grant takes a dribble, now picks it up, comes back to the near side. Will reset down low. Wide open is Stubbe. Her shot, though, no good after contact. Roberts got the rebound. Here's Habra going to try to drive all the way to the other side. Count the bucket and one, Habra. And that'll be Brooklyn Armstead picking up her first foul, team's third of the quarter.
Sends Habra back to the line.
Habra's first attempt up, or pardon me, only attempt is up and good as she was shooting the bonus. You know, I'm so used to only having two free throw shots since they did away with the one and one that I just forget that you do still get that bonus every now and then. Right wing side will kick it back up top for Armstead. Armstead going to kick on the right wing side for Clark. Clark back up top going left wing side now. Will reset back on the right wing for Thames. Back up top for Stubbe. 7 seconds to shoot, down to six now. Thames moving right wing side. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. They're not going to get the shot off. There's another shot clock violation.
Another turnover for Notre Dame.
Our second of the fourth quarter as well. Yep. And that's something. The shot clock hasn't been made much of a difference in this game, but as we move later on, each team's taking more and more time off that shot clock. Here's Davis across the timeline, going to give it up to Jane Davis up top. Now back to the near side for Scott. Scott finds Haber at the free throw line, kicks it down to Davis. She'll drive, puts it up through contact, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Thames. Thames almost runs into her own teammate, Clark. Now crosses the timeline on the left wing side. Clark picks it up, looks to move onto the left wing. Here's a reset back up top. The ball is knocked away. Davis got it across midcourt, but Thames never lost possession. Lobbed inside, putting it up is Stubbe, no good. Offensive board and put back good. Sophie Cherry on the offensive board and put back, wearing number 13 tonight, and we'll get an official's timeout for a substitution. I think they're just making sure a Mason player was good after hitting the ground hard there. 3:15 to play in this one. 40-27 the lead for the Eagles of Notre Dame over the Mason Comets. Pass to the near side. That's White's back in. Goes back up top now for Anderson. Now Scott. Scott looking, puts it on the floor, has the ball knocked away. Thames knocks it into the Mason bench.
Into the game for the Comets, number 12, Emily
Sears. Sears going to check in, and now Scott going to take a seat on the bench. Ball inbounded to Habra. She'll kick it on the right wing side. Nicole Davis back to Habra up top. Got a screen. Habra on the right wing side now drives the baseline. Takes a step back jumper instead, and it's good.
Yeah, she's single-handedly trying to keep Mason in this game.
She scored 20 of 29 points for the Comets today. Up top, that was Clark. Thought she might have gotten hit now. Some pushing and shoving. And timeout going to be called by Notre Dame. We'll take it with them and be back with 2:22 to play here, quarter number four on WKLM.
Looking to sharpen your skills or learn something new? Buckeye Career Center offers part-time adult education classes designed to help you grow without a long-term commitment. Explore hands-on courses like automotive engine repair, basic assembly modeling, estate planning basics, nail technician, forklift training, plumbing, and our welding short course. Whether you're boosting your skills for work or picking up a practical new hobby, Buckeye Career Center has a class for you. Enroll today by calling 330-339-2288 or learn more at buckeyecareercenter.org.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
.40-29, the lead for Notre Dame over Mason. 2:22 to play in this one. Jake Seidel, Scott Miller with you. Jacob Heading is our producer. Abby Jones, our videographer for this one here on WKLM.live. Don't forget, another game coming up just after this one. It'll be here on FM. It'll be on FM 95.3 and also on WKLM.live. You'll need to get out of this game and go over to that game to watch that one. Lobbed inside underneath. Stubbe loses it. It'll go out. Thames going to shoot it at the buzzer. No good. It's off the rim. Rebound to Habra. We'll play through. Habra goes coast to coast and lays that one up. Habra with 22 points today. And all of a sudden, it's a 9-point game and a 3-possession game at that. Here's Armstead going to give this one up to Clark. Now Thames, and she'll be fouled by Habra. That is Hombra's second foul, team's second of the quarter. I'll correct myself, that's Hombra's third foul. And with a couple of fouls to give, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Comets start trying to put Notre Dame at the line. Up top, it's Teamer. Teamer tosses it underneath, and a foul underneath will send Karis Clark to the stripe for two.
Comets fouls on number 12, Emily Sears.
Emily Sears picks up her first, team's third. So Karis Clark at the line shooting two, and these are two huge free throws. The front end will hit off the front and the back and roll around before finally falling down. Second attempt is up, no good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Whites. So a 10-point ball game with 1:26 to play. Haber on the right wing side. Pass up top, now left wing. Here's a long two on its way. No good off the hands there of Roberts. As Thames brings it across the timeline. Kicks onto the right wing side. Now inside for Clark. Back up top, Thames going to drive in with under a minute to play in this one. Left wing side now, Thames going to give it up for Karis Clark. Clark gets the pass back up top. 4 seconds left to shoot. Thames going to drive in, 1 second to shoot. They'll get the shot off. It does not hit the rim, so it is a shot clock violation. So 38.8 seconds to play. Down by 10. Haber will inbound this one, going to get it right back. So there's about a 2.5 second difference between shot and game clock. Haber on the left wing. Double team gets it inside, kicks it outside now, but a walk going to be called. Anderson called for the travel, and that should just about do it. If Mason allows, Notre Dame can dribble out the clock here once they get it across midcourt. They get it across to Armstead. Armstead going to give it up to Thames. 20 seconds left. Thames will dribble this one out. Moving right wing side through traffic, kicks it high in the air. Clark comes down with it, gets it to Thames again. Now under 10 seconds to play. On the right wing side to Stubbe. Back to Thames, has the ball poked loose, got it back, going to kick it up. That will do it. Final score in this one, 41-31. Notre Dame defeats Mason. Don't forget, tune in on FM 95.3 for our next game and here on WKLM.live. We'll see you there. Now this game is done on WKLM.
Thank you.